Hi there. The word for you today is on why we need each other. Paul writes, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 14, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak. A mouse looked out through a crack in a farmhouse wall and was distraught to discover a mouse trap. When he went to tell his buddies about it, the chicken said, sorry, pal, not my problem. The pig said, I'll pray for you. The cow was busy and said, come back later. While dejected, the mouse was left alone to handle his problem. That night, a poisonous snake got caught in the mouse trap, and when the farmer's wife went to investigate, she got bitten. She developed a raging fever, and everyone knows you treat a fever with chicken soup. So the farmer took his axe to the barn for the main ingredient. As his wife's condition deteriorated and neighbors gathered, what happened next was he had to butcher the pig in order to feed them. And finally she died. Well, so many people came to the funeral that he ended up slaughtering the cow to make dinner for them all. The point is, in the end, everybody lost. That's why Paul writes, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. You know, it only takes one thing to be an encourager, a willingness to, quote, bear the weaknesses of those without strength, Romans 15, verse 1, and not just please ourselves. Before deciding that somebody else's problem has nothing to do with you, read these words, 1 Corinthians 12:26. If one member suffers, all the members suffer. You getting that? You can't just sit in the sidelines while somebody's hurting. Tomorrow, it may be you. So Galatians 6 and 2 says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ, or the law by which Christ lived. When one of us is threatened, we're all at risk. Our lives are woven together for a reason. Each of us is a vital thread in the other person's tapestry. The truth is, we need each other.